Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The time is exactly 12 minutes, just after 1. You're on Visiothon Heart to Heart with Miss Fongile Mofokeng and Bahle Nhlapo. We gave you God of the Promise, and that was Richard Smallwood and the Smallwood Singers. And now we are joined by Pastor Anna Motlana. But before I greet her, do remember, my family, that we as Radio Pulpit, we are inviting you to join hands with us for a greater opportunity, or an opportunity to be part of something bigger. We as Radio Pulpit, we are launching, we are getting ready to be part of the future. We are in the future already with our two online stations, brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. These platforms will allow us to connect with even a more larger, a more bigger group of people, sharing the gospel in fresh and meaningful ways. Do you remember we mentioned that we will be also using or your contribution will help us, your support will enable us to acquire cutting edge audio visual broadcast equipment for our new online stations, and this will allow us to deliver high quality and engaging content that captures the heart of you everywhere, of family members everywhere, yeah, making the gospel accessible in exciting and impactful ways. So we will be audio visual.
Amen.
And we're asking you to join in this awesome adventure.
Amen to that. Indeed, with your support, we can make this dream a reality, reaching more lives than ever before. Join us in this mission to touch hearts, inspire faith, and share the good news far and wide.
Yeah.
With your partnership, we can continue to innovate and expand, ensuring sustainable growth and reaching South Africans, expats, and new listeners across the globe, including umdeni wakho, your family and loved ones, abantwana, children and grandchildren living abroad in their language. Together ke and lena yokuba reach abroad, it's nice because izokwenza ukuthi bangakhohlwa their language. Their home language. Yes. Yeah, together we can bring the gospel closer to home for everyone, no matter where you are, no matter where they are, creating a meaningful connection that spans generations and distances.
All righty then. Should we connect to Muruti Anamotlana?
Okay.
Isn't that
a message?
No.
On the other side?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was a response.
Okay.
Pastor Anamotlana, good day to you, Ndlovukazi.
Good afternoon.
Today usibongile akahambi yedwa, uhamba ne flower la eceleni kwami. Bathe mabambona afika athi vele mhlambe bathi hallo bahle. Lo sithi bahle.
Good afternoon, Buruti.
Good afternoon, Sis Bahle, and how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Buruti, today's message says what? Cry out to the Lord?
Yes, so today's message says, cry out to the Lord. This is Bonile. I just want to urge our family members. We are now on the fifth month of the year, to say to them, the last 7 months of 2025, dedicate this month to prayer.
Okay.
We need to pray intentionally for ourselves, for our loved ones, our friends, community, our churches, those who are close to us, who are facing difficult times. And my message is just to encourage our family members today to say, let's cry out to the Lord. Psalm 18, verse number 6, it says, in my distress, I called the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came before him into his ears. So I want to say to my family members, this is time for us as a body of Christ to cry out to the Lord. And he promised us in his word that when we cry, when we pray, when we call out to him, he will answer. So it's a time for us to petition the Lord for help and request that he bring about good changes in our lives and the lives of our loved ones. It's time for us to ask the Lord to make things work out for our good. And I was reminded of this story of the blind beggar in the word of God from the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 35. And I'm going to quickly read it. It says, as Jesus drew near Jericho, a blind man was sitting beside the road begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, they told him. So he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way admonished him to be silent, but he cried out louder, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and directed the man.
Oh my. Muruti, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, you can continue.
When he had been brought near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, let me see again. Now, where I just read Sis Bongile and Sis Bahle, the Bible talks about a blind beggar who sat by the roadside as Jesus passed by. He cried out to Jesus for mercy and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Although the crowd rebuked him, he continued to cry out, prompting Jesus to stop and attend to him. Jesus stopped and he asked what he desires. And the man, Bartimaeus, requested the restoration of his sight. And Jesus instantly granted his request. And Bartimaeus started following Jesus. So I wanted to say to my family members, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you are faced with today or what your loved ones are dealing with, you need to know this, that God is able to transform any situation. Cry out to him. I believe that this period invites us to cry out to God's help, to ask him for his intervention. And I'm going to quickly share 5 points with our family members today in terms of what do you need to pray for or what can you cry out for. Number one, pray for God's mercy and compassion, just like the blind beggar Bartimaeus who cried out loud to the Lord. He cried out without even stopping because he needed God's intervention and God's help. Number two, pray for the salvation of your family. Jesus Christ is coming back soon and we must be born again. 1 Timothy 2 verse number 4 says, God desires that all men must be saved and return to the knowledge of truth. So this is the time for us to cry out loud for our families and pray for salvation. Number three, pray for prosperity and success. In the book of Job 36, verse number 11, the Bible says, if they obey and serve him, then they will end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness. We need to pray for prosperity and for the success of our loved ones. We need to pray that we will end our days in prosperity and our years in joy and happiness, free from hardships and strife. And number four, we need to pray for the manifestation of healing and wholeness and the enjoyment of good health and prosperity. Because according to 3 John 1 verse number 2, the Bible says that I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So we need to spend time praying, pleading with the Lord, praying for the manifestation of healing and wholeness and the enjoyment of good health and prosperity. And lastly, we need to pray for restoration. We need to request divine intervention to recover what was stolen and claim back our stolen blessings and opportunities. We need to cry from the depth of our heart, just like the begging beggar, the blind beggar, who cried out to Jesus and cried out for help. This is our time now to cry on behalf of our families, on behalf of our friends, colleagues, you know, on behalf of the nation. We need to cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord for his intervention. It is okay as the body of Christ to be vulnerable with God. It's perfectly fine, and I don't believe there's anything wrong about it. And we need to prioritize this courtesy of seeking the Lord. This is the time for us to seek God's help through prayer, because when we call on him, he will answer, he will intervene, and he will change our situations around. So we need to lift up our eyes like never before unto the Lord and seeking him and asking him to come through for us. As we know, we are living in challenging times. Most of us, we are going through trials, hardships. Things are no longer as easy as they have been. So this is the time, and God is trusting us as his children to cry on behalf of those who cannot even cry for themselves. So let us avail ourselves as the children of God to pray without ceasing, to pray persistently, to pray consistently, and pray until we see what we've been praying for coming to pass. So I'm challenging our family members today to say, in the last 7 months of 2025, spend more time with God. Spend more time speaking things into existence. Spend more time praying instead of talking too much about the challenges that you face in your life and that your loved ones are facing.
Sure. Moruti, how do we have and build a change of heart? I'm sure you and Bahle will know this, that sometimes those that we live with, those that are family members, they reject us for the sake of the salvation and for the mere fact that you are saved. Tibile, how can now le Bahle ba re yo Moruti fithi? They call you Moruti, and if they had their liquor out there, they're like, yo, fitang, 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 askarbon. And then others will even go to an extent of saying, we are not even going to get drunk because Bahle has arrived. She's going to pray for our... And so I find that most of the Christians, when they experience such, it hurts. It hurts for them. They are those ones who can bear it because they know that they are persecuted for their salvation. They are persecuted for having Christ in their lives. But there are those, the persecutions that come from the family are really hard, and you find it becomes hard for them to even pray for their family members because of the treatment they get. How do you like now build a change of heart around that?
Yes, Ms. Bongile, I believe that we as the children of God, we shouldn't be discouraged by how the people who do not know God respond, being it family members or colleagues, you know. We should focus on what God desires. And as I've quoted 1 Timothy, that God desires that all men to be saved. And he's not only desiring the good men to be saved or people who are cooperative, he's desiring all of them, the difficult ones, the mean ones, the bad ones. He's desiring they should understand the message of the cross and repent and give their life to Christ. So Tina, we need to find a way of telling them the message of Christ without being personal, you know, think I'll be too personal about it when they reject us. Think I'll be personal about it when they say nasty things to us, because that's what they do. They, like you have said, they mistreat us sometimes, but we shouldn't focus on what they are doing. We should focus on driving the message to them, because I have already said that he's coming, Jesus is coming soon, and we need to be born again. So we need to speak about him. We need to speak about the message of the cross, whether they receive the message or they reject the message.
So we continue.
Yeah.
We continue anyway.
Mfundisi, uma sifunda uPsalm 50 verse 15, ithi, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. So my question ukuthi, are we in the day of trouble?
Definitely, Bashe. We are in a day of trouble, and yonke into around us can testify ukuthi intuku asafani nakudala.
Yeah.
And we need to draw more and more closer to God and resist some feelings of being easily discouraged. Because I think iyasishaya kakhulu lento yokuthi we are now in the evil times, we are in the bad days, and it's like asazi ukuthi senzeni because of asijwayele what is happening now. But we need to be closer to God and not silwele, not to be easily discouraged. Silwele, not to be easily defeated by yonke into that comes our way. But we should consistently call upon the Lord and ask him for help, like the verse that you just read, and ask him to deliver us from all the evils that are happening.
Sure. May the Lord strengthen the body of Christ. May the Lord strengthen us. As we are moving forward, I'm also interested that Muruti, you said we should also pray for where you didn't use the word finance, but our
prosperity.
Somebody said I've been trying and I've been doing all of this. Mara ingata kwenzeki. Should I still try once more?
We keep trying, Sis Bongile. We keep trying. I don't believe ukuthi prosperity is an overnight thing. And success as well is not an overnight thing. We keep trying. We do our best. We do what we need to do. Praying for the Lord. Ukuthi akalethe leso sikhathi se prosperity and success. And even the things that we are, Sis Kulumayo, God was actually speaking to me about this yesterday, that the importance of speaking things into existence, praying for the manifestation of izinto that God has spoken, ukuthi yeze to ezweni lakhe. We need to ukuthi sikhulume when zingakabi bikho, but sikhulume esizikhona. So prosperity, it is our portion. Success is our portion.
Yeah.
If it happens that prosperity and success delays, we should not give up. We should not stop speaking prosperity and success. And as you kumbule that during this process of crying out, koni mikulego, that when siyenza tina, leyo mikulego, tina, we will not benefit from those prayers that we are making. But abantwana bethu nabazukulu nabantwana babantwana babantwana babo, they will benefit from those prayers. So let us continue to pray, and see that ukuthi we are investing not only for ourselves, even for the future generations.
Wow. Muruti, thank you so much for today's message. I think may the Lord help us in these last days to know that it's all about seeking him and him more. It's all about him. But I'm going to allow you to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard, to strengthen someone, to encourage someone through prayer. You know, when we hear the teaching, we are empowered. And then when you hear somebody praying for you, you're like, I can't do this. I can. I know that I can make it. Can you just take us through a prayer where we're praying for the body of Christ in this light?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, my Father. We give you the praises. We give you the glory. Thank you for encouraging us this afternoon. We are encouraged, Almighty God, and as we come before your throne of grace, we are declaring your word according to Psalm 91, verse 15. You promised us, oh my God, that when we pray, you will answer. In times of trouble, you will deliver us. You said in times of trouble, you will honor us. I pray today in the name of Jesus for families facing adversity, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that as they seek you, O God, as they pray without ceasing, Father, we pray that you will intervene. We pray that you will step in. We pray that you will change their situation and that all will go well with them, O Heavenly Father. May you strengthen our family members who are going through tough time now. May you answer them in the mighty name of Jesus so that they will glorify and lift up your holy name, O Father. I pray for a season upon their lives, O God, a new season in the name of Jesus, a time when all things will work together for their good in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we appreciate you. Siyabonga for this opportunity to share in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you the glory and the honor. We love and we appreciate you, Father. Amen.
And amen. Maruti, if we'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
I'm available on WhatsApp. My number is 071-324-8584. 071-324-8584. I'm also available on Facebook as Wise Women in Prayer Group. You can just inbox and I will respond.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Maruti, for empowering us. A blessed day unto you. Pass our love and greetings. But he's like, ay, kanti kimme. Ahunantate. Kire no. Uteng murutis chava. Uteng murutis chava mwotan.
Bless you, Sibongi. Bless you, Siabonga.
Thank you.
Bless you, Siabonga, mama.
Wow. Bye-bye. Ah, Candy Messi says amen and amen. Mm. And the question that I was having in my head is, family, would you like to hear more empowering messages like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, being shared and not only shared to you, mm-hmm. not only bringing hope to you,
yeah.
but also thinking about that relative that needs this message,
yeah.
thinking about that friend, that neighbor,
yeah.
thinking about those ones who called in the UK and they said, yo, ahoshapo this side, mm. you know, we need,
yeah.
Wherever they add, those yeah. that you know, thinking about those, even those you don't even know about,
mm-hmm.
who might need such a message.
Yeah. So, Sisize, help us bring the gospel home and abroad.
Yeah.
Ngokuthi unikele ku 0826572729. Uqale ke ngegama elithi give noma uthumele ku 37871.
So, family, join us on this incredible journey. Join us. Of, you know, this awesome journey of bringing hope and faith to all by sharing the gospel in more languages.
Mm-hmm.
Maruti had a privilege today for the first time of sharing in all the languages she feels comfortable with.
Yes,
so just imagine
a little bit of
so just imagine that happening right on Radio Pulpit Jikelele,
mm-hmm.
Or hearing it in your own language, mhlambe in Afrikaans,
yeah.
on Radio Kansel Heartland.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, join us by sharing. We will be sharing the gospel in more languages,
mm-hmm.
and making it accessible to more people than ever before.
Yeah.
Those who say, I don't understand this language, I don't understand, now they'll be able to be catered for on these platforms.
Yeah.
So together we can connect hearts and transform lives, one language at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one language, yental.
Yes,
at a time.
Oh, we're not this African, so
yeah.
Marabo koko bamba piyazing ba kumbuli njani. Nigu pipo koko. Nigu pi ozani ozani. Nasi sifikile isikhathi somnikele
isimemezelo nasi.
Yes, sesihlabelela le yangoma ethi jalo jalo jalo. Yeah, asifakeni isikhwameni bazalwane. Stretcher that. Stretch isandla sakho ufake isikhwameni lesika Radio Pulpit.
Yeah,
ukuze sizokwazi ukuletha I gospel ekhaya siletheng language yakho.
Yeah.
So sitting nje o 3 million.
Yeah.
3M.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, just nyana.
Yeah.
3M.
Yeah.
And you can be part of this by just making your pledge or giving towards our SMS, our Visiothon, and you start your SMS with the word give, and the contribution you'd like to give, send that to 37871. Alternatively, you can just send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Yeah. 0826572729. I just want to remind the family, Uguti, at Radio Pulpit, we believe the good news should touch every heart.
Amen.
And I think that's what Muruti said, that the Lord Jesus expects all men to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not expects, but desires all men to be saved. Yeah, putting it the correct way, the scripture way.
Mm-hmm.
Desires all men to be saved. And so it is also our desire. And we believe that the good news and the gospel should touch every heart in their own language as well. And that's why we are proud to broadcast in 9 languages so far in South Africa. Sina 11 languages, but we have been sharing in 9 and ensuring no one is left behind. And with the launch of the 2, Radio Kansel Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, that will help us reach even more people and help us to bring hope, faith closer to home. SMS the word give and your amount to 37871 and send also a WhatsApp. If you feel like, no, ngimina WhatsApp. Let's use WhatsApp 082-657-2729.
So to make this vision a reality, siyadinga usizo lwakho. We need your help, family. Your support will enable us to acquire cutting-edge audiovisual broadcast equipment for our new online stations. This will allow us to deliver high-quality, engaging content that captures the hearts of listeners everywhere and making the gospel accessible in exciting and impactful way.
Yeah, Ibon.
Yes.
Just SMS the word give, Bazalon.
Yeah.
And the amount you'd like to give to Radio Pulpit for this course, send that to 37871, or you can use a WhatsApp and send that to 082-657-2729. As Bartle said, the key word is give.
G-I-V-E.
The key word is give. Let's take a breather and take some sounds. We're coming back.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.